You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A couple of stories that we haven't gotten to yet. What about the Austin Bills? The possibility. Now,
this is, to me, this is just a,
well,
nothing but a bully tactic by Buffalo to try to get the fans
for a new stadium.
Yeah, I need to pull this one up. So,
yeah, so
this has some financial implications.
Apparently, when asked, no one in Austin has any idea about this. Maybe they're not asking the right people. Maybe there is someone that the Bills have contacted in Austin about the possibility of moving their team there. But the Bills are trying to get a stadium bill passed, a $1.5 billion cost between the New York State and Erie County.
Entirely taxpayer-funded, and that is that's a state where they are heavily taxed. My dad coached for Buffalo for a year. He's like, these township taxes, and he said, you can't believe how taxed you are when you're in New York. And so they want to make this entirely taxpayer funded. Part of the proposal would also help fund renovations for Buffalo Sabres Arena in downtown Buffalo, which is also owned by Pegula Sports and Entertainment. The proposal states that this new stadium in Orchard Park will be a county-owned facility and would be built directly next to the team's existing stadium, so there would be no need for a temporary relocation. However, the idea of such a payment system would reportedly be a non-starter for local officials. Buffalo News also reported that the team has not made any overt threats to leave if it doesn't get its full funding for the stadium, but has made it clear to government negotiators that there are cities elsewhere that would welcome an NFL franchise.
Look, we're not leaving, okay? I'm not saying we're leaving. I mean, are there other cities that would love to have the Bills? Yeah, obviously. Yeah, we're not saying we're leaving if you don't give us some money. I'm just saying, is it possible that some other cities, like in Austin, Texas, might, you know, be involved in trying to coerce us there with a better deal? I mean, I don't know. I didn't say that. Did you? I didn't say that.
I'm not saying Austin
would. I'm not saying it.
I'm just saying, but I mean, Austin, they got it's a big city now.
Yeah.
A lot of people living in tents and stuff. We could, maybe if we could move some of the tents, we could build a stadium there. You don't know?
Well, we want to stay. We want to be Bills forever. We want to live here forever. $1.5 billion. What's $1.5 billion? You know, but listen, if you don't want to do that, yeah. I'm not saying we're leaving. I'm just saying, you know, I'm sure that there's going to be cities that, you know, find our phone numbers. Maybe we find their phone numbers.
You just don't want to give us $1.5 million? I get it. I understand.
You don't have
to. I totally understand. But then there's Austin, this warmer, a lot warmer.
Some people
they got
will.
A lot of tables people can jump on. Now all of a sudden, Austin, that's all they got is University of Texas. They suck at football. So, look, we you never know. You never, ever know. That's all.
We could build a stadium out. You ever heard of Fredericksburg? Beautiful out there. Hill country. A lot of shopping, antiques. Trust me, they'd love to have a football stadium in Fredericksburg. I'm not saying, look, we want to be here. $1.5
billion,
I get it.
$1.5
billion,
$2.5 billion,
you know,
who cares?
I'm just saying, we can't stop people from calling us.
That's all. That's all.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know who owns the Bills, but apparently those two guys. Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? You do you, okay? So whatever's best for Buffalo, you figure it out. That'll be great. We'd love nothing more than for you to give us the money for the Sabres and the Bills, and we don't want any to come out of our pockets.
And the Sabres got a new coach, okay? A Granato. You don't want him on your bad side.
So,
that's all I'm saying.
You know, you tell me.
You want to keep Granato around? Of course you do. Let's go. Let's build a new stadium here. Everybody plays nice.
How would it be
you scratch our back, we scratch your back.
So you got a city that loves the Longhorns. It's a ton of transplants. And it's more and more and more transplants. It's California.
Yeah.
Is coming.
Who don't go to football games already.
That's what I'm saying. And the tech industry is headed there.
I don't know that you are going to have a
nightmare
sustainable,
that traffic is
going to
be.
No, it already is. You can't. You couldn't have a team like you couldn't have it in Austin. It would have to be like Levi Stadium with San Francisco. You have to
Round Rock.
You couldn't. Yeah, you'd have to do something like that. Yeah. Like I'm only half joking about Fredericksburg or New Braunfels. You would literally have to have it outside of Austin city limits. It's just too.
Richard Justice keeps saying there should be another baseball team. In New Braunfels, he says this is the greatest place. You got San Antonio, Austin. Everybody meets there, and you got yourself a
yeah. But you got a much smaller fan. But you're talking about a pro baseball team.
A pro baseball, yeah. No, he's talking about a pro baseball team. How about a football team there that draws from both San Antonio and Austin?
Yeah. Dusty said, "You sound like my guy from Edge Energy." So Dusty had a meeting. He's like, dude, Dusty came in studio with us, and Dusty, text me if I can't talk about this, and I won't talk about it. But Dusty Stanfield is one of the guys who is handling marketing for NIL for different college players. And he was in studio with Zach Soskin, and they really fascinating conversation with them about how this whole thing works. And anyway, he is a marketing rep for several college football quarterbacks. And most notably, Derek King. And Derek they've done a really good job for Derek. Well, he had a guy get a hold of him. And let me make sure he gave me the go-ahead. Okay, good. Dusty, Dusty, just call. Call 713-780-3776. Call and we'll do it on the other side because he basically ran into the Hatchet Man. He said, dude, I ran into Tony the Hatchet Man Valentine in Miami. He said, this is unbelievable, and I would love for you to tell the story, and maybe I can do some reenactment as the Hatchet Man, 713-780-3776. But he had a meeting with a guy who runs an energy drink company called Edge Energy, and this guy was really hell-bent, and maybe still is hell-bent, on Derek King pushing his product, and he wants to sponsor Derek King, but... He said, basically, we sound exactly like the guys from the guy from Edge Energy. So hopefully Dusty will come on and tell the story because a real live Hatchet Man, it definitely exists. And he lives in Miami. He lives in Miami and he has an energy drink.
A real live Hatchet Man. Dell, who was the guy that we used to have on that gave the picks?
There's lots of Hatchet
Man. He was just like Hatchet Man. Yeah. Well, and you started Hatchet Man because... You were listening on
I didn't start anything.
No. What I'm saying is somebody started Hatchet Man. Hatchet Man actually exists because he's real. He's real out there. Oh, yeah. Only he's a little bit a little less real than a lot of them that actually talk like that and actually act like that in real life. Can you guys just do a 20 for 20 on the office staff over there at KGAO?
There's not enough of them to do a 20 for 20. That's better radio. We don't have enough people to do that.
It'd be like a
5 for 5.
I think it'd be pretty boring.
So apparently so is this. 912 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here. 713-780-3776 to hang. And hopefully we'll get a call from Dusty. Right now, though, Lance, what about being an underdog?
So I've already signed up for my first on underdogfantasy.com. I signed up for my first football season. It's a six-man league, and so I got in for that one. I'm going to get in for multiple leagues, as a matter of fact. And the great thing is these are season-long leagues. Now, you can do the league whenever it comes up, the weekend leagues. Of course, they're going to have the daily fantasy. But they also have season-long fantasy, and here's how it works. You draft it's kind of best ball format, meaning you draft your team and it's a snake draft. So you draft your team. And then from there, you are going to, your starters are going to be whoever played the best at those positions. So if you had three wide receivers really kill it that week, those are the three that you get to count in your scoring. Those are your three starters. That's how it works. It's unbelievable. You can take chances on more volatile players because a 30-point week for you is going to benefit you, but a 5-point week for you isn't going to kill you if your other players perform well. So that's a really cool thing that they do there. You don't have to sit or start your lineup. You just get the right players in there and you roll. They got Best Ball Mania 2, which is $1 million for first place. They've got $3.5 million in prizes, over 155,000 entrants, and it's just $25 to enter. And when you make your first deposit in underdogfantasy.com and you use the promo code radio, they're going to give you a $25 cash bonus in your account. You can use that $25 to sign up for Best Ball Mania 2 for the fantasy football season. Make sure you check it out. If you're into baseball, you got baseball going today. The gym is available for your daily fantasy baseball. Go to underdogfantasy.com. Certain terms and conditions apply.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 916. So when last we left you, and we haven't talked to Dusty, we want to get an update, too, on what's going on with the NIL and how it's going so far. Because we've heard some unbelievable stories. And Dusty Stanfield is joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dusty, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Well, so you heard us talking about this.
So we were just doing our little imitation of what it might sound like if Buffalo, if the owners in Buffalo decided they were going to move to Austin. That's a whole separate conversation about Austin football. But you had a story that you told me. You said it sounded like you're... We sounded like the guy that you dealt with in Miami. I was going to see if you could tell the story about what you're dealing with. You deal with some high-dollar, you know, sponsorships for NIL. You deal with some smaller amounts of monies as well. You know, everything's not a huge deal. And then you dealt with this guy who you said was the modern-day Tony Hatchet Man Valentine.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, I can't. And, dude, I'm still talking with the guy. I mean, it just keeps getting better and better. But you know, NIL's been crazy. I mean, over the past month, yeah, I probably get, 10 calls a day, 10 calls and emails a day from people who want to work with these college guys. You know, we talked about the numbers, right? I mean, when we were in there, where Zach and I were in there, and I really think we undershot what these college guys are going to make. I mean, it's been crazy. And I think the reason is because these companies, it seems like these companies think these college guys are super approachable. I think whereas traditional, right? I've been marketing professional athletes for 22 years now. And, you know, it can be a little intimidating coming to a professional athlete with a deal just because they're making so much money. But with these college guys, man, it's like the floodgates are open. It's crazy how many companies want to work with these college guys. But yeah, the edge man, dude, he's the guy.
Tell us how sure. Can you tell us how that went down and some of the things? That
yeah, for sure. So apparently Derek was in a club or a restaurant one evening and was approached by this guy, and he's got an energy drink company there in South Florida, and he sold Derek on it apparently by he had the waitress who had never tried Edge Energy, had never tried it before. All she had ever tried was Red Bull, and she drank Red Bull every day. But after trying Edge, she vowed she would never drink Red Bull ever again.
This was his selling point to De'Aaron King.
Yeah.
And yeah, what kind of sales? Now what kind of sales does Edge have?
I'm not really sure, because I think you can only order it online.
Mm.
But I couldn't even tell you the website.
But not Amazon. It's not on. It's not like a mass.
De'Aaron's going to get 20 cents a can, and they're about to roll out on an app or on a website. I think it's called liquorsplit.com. And it's also an app called Tap That App. So liquorsplit.com and Tap That App. And Derek gets 20 cents a can.
Tap That App.
Are you going to pass that up? So Dusty.
Dusty told me he kept going.
Did you run?
Hey, listen. He's a man of his word. Yeah. I'm a man of my word.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Derek is a man, because he said he's in. I hope he's a man of his word.
So Derek signed, yes, could Derek, not sign fast enough?
No, no doubt. Well, according to what I've been told, he agreed to it in the club, which makes it legally binding. So I just now have to review the contract.
Yeah, you just might want to review
that. Hatchet Man has to be involved in NIL.
Oh, my God.
We should check in with him, because Hatchet Man has to be involved with NIL somehow.
He's got to have the most kids, no question, for his Sushi Emporium.
Discount Sushi Emporium with some player for Rutgers, I would think.
Doesn't he have a weight room, too, or something? Doesn't he have
Wellness Center.
Wellness Center. Well, okay, a wellness center?
It's a massage place and wellness center.
So give us, Dusty, like, if guys are calling you and you know, they're calling, hey, like, what is the standard? Like, are you getting any offers for kids that aren't quarterbacks? Are you what's the going rate for guys, and how unrealistic are some of these calls that you're getting? You're getting like 10 a day. How unrealistic are they about what actually is for sale or what they would have to pay?
Oh, I mean, yeah, like, they're I'm getting calls in. So that's the other thing, too, right? Like, I'm getting probably 5 calls a day from college athletes or their families that are needing help kind of navigating some of this stuff. But, I mean, the money is just, like I said, and it's not just, you know, football, basketball. I mean, it's volleyball and softball and soccer. I mean, it's crazy. And like I said, it's just, I think these college athletes are just so approachable and they're so eager to endorse things and use their platform to do it. And it's, you know, it's everybody from the local food truck. I mean, I've had calls about, you know, hey, I've got this food truck. We sell burritos and, you know, I'm willing to hook up this women's volleyball player for $500. You know, she tweets about coming to my burrito food truck.
So are you even dealing with those, or are you just, you know, passing those off, or are you even dealing with those kind of deals?
Well, so I'm not representing a lot of those type of athletes, but I am helping, you know, I'm reviewing contracts and just making sure kids aren't signing anything that, here's the other crazy thing, right? Like, I have seen some deals with, like, hey, I own this T-shirt company, and I want to do a T-shirt for such and such player. Oh, and by the way, in the contract, they're signing all their trading card rights over to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
don't sign that.
You know? I bet you have a bunch of parents who are trying to reach out to you also.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so it has been fun. Like I said, to educate. When Zach and I were in there, right, one of the things that excited me most about it was, you know, being able to educate kids and their families about all this. And that has been fun. I mean, just talking to kids and their parents. I mean, it's been exhausting because it's been nonstop for the past month. But
so what
it's
do you,
been fun. It's
what
been
do you of think fun. Of, and we're talking with Dusty Stanfield, who's in the middle of all the NIL stuff, representing kids, getting contracts, getting sponsorships for kids. What do you think about this Quinn Ewers move, that he's not going to play his senior year of high school here in Texas, and he's going to, by the time he gets to Ohio State, he'll have over $1 million already. Is this something where Texas is going to have to catch up, or is this something that will happen more and more with the top players in our state?
Yeah, no, I think it's something where it's just going to take a kid having to sue the UIL, which I think a kid would win that lawsuit in like 2 seconds. Matter of fact, I think the UIL would change their policy. I mean, the Supreme Court already ruled that you can't limit what an athlete can do in that regard, right? I mean, that was the whole Supreme Court ruling about a month ago. And like in states like California, right, you've already seen their high school's governing body basically said that kids there can do it. I think in Texas, I would imagine the UIL is going to change their policy fairly quick, but all it's going to take is a kid suing the UIL, and they really don't have any, I think, standing. I mean, I don't think they can do that. I think it'll change real quick.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see a lot of kids kind of doing this.
Well,
for Quinn, I think it's if that's what he wants to do, I'm all for it.
Yeah, all for it. It's not. I don't think this is what's his name from Duke, the ESPN basketball.
Jay Billis.
Jay Billis said this was very disappointed, and this is not the way it was meant to be. This is not how. Well, then open it up, UIL. Then don't let the kid don't take the opportunity for kids to make money away. Otherwise, not that you're forcing his hand, but if you're a parent. If it was my kid, I would say, absolutely, go make that money.
I do think the NCAA, it kind of slid under the radar, but there was an article that came out on the 30th. So it was Friday? And it talked about the NCAA is reorganizing now. They're looking at their entire structure. They're going to have to restructure. But they are not, the thought had been the NCAA just said, okay, well, you handle it then. But I don't think that's what's happening. I think the NCAA realizes, okay, based on how we're structured currently, this is not where we want to be. And I think they are going to reimagine, since that's the popular phrase, how they are, who they are, and what they are. Because at some point, there is going to have to be some type of oversight. I don't know what that's going to look like, but there is going to have to be a little bit more consistency and oversight. They're not going to... They can't just have the Wild West because it'll be too tough for colleges. You already have the ability to transfer whenever you want at a moment's notice. I think they're going to want some level of expectancy for universities, for lack of a better phrase, so that they have some level of understanding of what their situations are going to look like with transfer portal and with NIL. I don't know what that means. But I don't think there can never be a governing body that has no oversight. That's just not realistic, I don't think. But I know that's not what you have to deal with, Dusty. Your job is something totally separate. I just think college football in general and college athletics in general, there's going to have to be some type of oversight to make sure that things are done above board. There's going to have to be punishments when things are not. Because we know that from what you've told us, Dusty, you cannot have universities cannot be involved in this, even though they are creating their own departments to work with NIL and to get the most out of NIL, from what I understand.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy. The one thing that I just really can't believe is, well, I can believe it, right, because we've seen it over the last few years, but how uninvolved the NCAA has been in all this, just the lack of leadership. I mean, it's really stunning. I mean, right now you just got schools that are essentially creating their own policy and have oversight on their own policy. I mean, from everything I've seen, the NCAA has completely been uninvolved in all this.
That's the way to handle it.
I mean, there's no guidance. Yeah.
Way to go, Mark Emmert. It's the way to go. It's just so bad. All right, we got to break it here.
Yep.
Go ahead, Dusty.
Good talking to you guys.
All right, man. We appreciate it. There's Dusty Stanfield right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A little NIL talk.
Listen to me.
He says it's
I'm a man
better.
Of my word. I assuming the Eric King is a man of his word. If he said something in a club, that's the thing it is.
It's already binding.
I mean, it's binding. Hey, let me ask you a question, waitress. Is this the best energy drink you've ever had? Yes, it is the very best. I only drink Red Bull, and this is way better.
You see?
What I tell you?
You see?
I think Dusty told you had one in his pocket. Hey, I want you to try this. Wow, this is refreshing and gives me so much energy. Derek, you should totally speak for them.
Here's a contract, kid. Come on.
I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
930, TGS Insurance is what you got to tell people about.
Yeah, TGS Insurance. You text the word money to 232323, and they got a hookup for you as well. Only it doesn't happen at a club. I mean, no, it doesn't happen at a club. Now, you can be in a club and text the word money to 232323. Within 15 seconds, they'll have a firm quote for you, and you could switch your homeowner's insurance that same day. Maybe not that same night if you're out at a club, but the very next day you can get it switched over, and they do it very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. And it's hassle-free for you. Why should you not have A-rated insurance at a discounted rate? Why should you continue to overpay? You don't have to with my friends over at TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323, and they are going to take care of you. It's that simple. All you have to do is text the word money to 232323, and TGSinsurance.com will take care of you today.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Anybody wants to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. One thing we haven't touched on yet this morning is something's going on with the Mets. The Mets picked Kumar Rocker, the pitcher out of Vanderbilt, who we've seen at the College World Series. He's damn good.
Yeah, he's the son of a football coach, Tracy Rocker.
John Rocker.
No, Tracy Rocker, who used to play at in the SEC, and then I think he's a defensive line coach in the SEC right now.
Tracy Rocker was outstanding defensive lineman at Auburn. Not so much at the NFL level. But
Tracy Rocker was, no, I know him best for.
Didn't he go to the Bengals?
I'll have to look it up. But I know him best for leaving a meeting with the Eagles as they're calling, whatever, a team meeting or whatever. He left. He didn't show up for it to go take a job back in college. Like, it was, everyone's like, hey, where's Tracy?
Oh, that's right.
We don't know where he is. Oh, that's because he's taking a job. With, I think, Auburn at the time.
That's right. Hey, Tracy, where's Tracy? Where'd he go? He was a Redskin. He was a Redskin for 2 years.
You still say that?
Well, at the time, he was a Redskin.
So he was supposed to have the job with the Eagles, and then he left. And then I think what happened was he actually decided to stay. Because Auburn had issues, you know, with Gus Malzahn. They hired a new coach, and then he went back and went to go coach the Eagles. But yeah, his son Kumar, big dude, impressive.
Yeah, very impressive.
But not Throws a Met. Hard.
Not a Met. They picked him 10th overall. And they had until Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, to sign him. Otherwise, he goes back into college, goes back to college and into the draft. Well, I seen the outrage by a bunch of people, including Buster Olney, who was like, this is unacceptable that a team would draft a player and then just not sign him. Is it unacceptable?
Did they make an attempt?
apparently, they were none too pleased with the medicals. And didn't want to give him a long-term deal. Steve Cohen, who owns the team, well, there was a lot of, I don't know, faux outrage, but there was a lot of outrage. How can a major league team do this? Now the kid has to go back to college because you didn't sign him, which kids do all the time.
Even first-rounders.
Especially first-rounders.
So usually it's their decision, right? Was this his decision?
This was the Mets' decision.
Well, was it the Mets' decision or Mets' decision based on their dealings with his representation?
I would imagine it's a little of both, right?
Well, it was Scott Boras.
Oh, well, and Scott say Boras, no more.
Kumar, according to Scott Boras, Kumar Rocker is healthy, according to independent medical review by multiple prominent baseball orthopedic
surgeons.
This is
John Rocker's son, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's yeah. Tracy Rocker's, but yeah.
Well, are you sure it's not John Rocker's?
I've already Rocker's? Done that joke. He did you that joke, already.
I've already done that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
They know he's black.
Yeah.
Okay. They know he's black. I was just in the bathroom.
You
I don't
think
know if he got
John
up
Rocker would name John his Rocker. His
Kumar?
Kumar.
Son Kumar.
Of course he would.
Yeah, he would. Like, I'd name him whatever I want to. Like, Kumar, actually, that name started in Wyoming, so that's not like a big deal or whatever. You're acting like it came over from India. It didn't. It came over from Wyoming.
Kumar's is from Wyoming?
I know Idaho. I know people at Coeur d'Alene, Idaho named Kumar. They run the convenience the store or whatever. What? Some,
they run a convenience store?
Yeah, but they're good people. They're Idahoans.
Idahoans?
Idahoans.
Is that what they call Idahoans?
Idahoans?
I don't know, man. I don't know what kind of stupid old name it is.
Apparently, immediately upon conclusion of his collegiate season, he had an MRI in both his shoulder and his elbow. When compared to with his 2018 MRIs, the medical experts found no significant change. Kumar requires no medical attention, will continue to pitch in the regular course as he prepares to begin his professional career. So that was from his agent, Scott Boras. Apparently, a bunch of people were upset that the Mets would do this, would draft a kid, and a kid that they just didn't even want to sign. And Steve Cohen, the owner of the team, sent this out. Education time. Baseball draft picks are worth up to five times their slot value to clubs. I never shy away from investments that can make me that type of return. So, and it is true. You're getting a guy on the cheap, even if he is a first rounder. That's you're getting to go.
Yeah, but you got to know the medicals. Why is baseball so far behind? It's been a league that's been run by the Players Association for a long, long time. This is one that they have wrong, that basketball and football has right. You have got to allow a team to have access to pertinent medical information, especially for pitchers, especially involving the shoulder and elbow. What is hard about that? What is so hard about that? Oh, you mean because they might not draft your? Yeah, no kidding. They might not draft. This shouldn't be a game where you try to game the system to where it's a crapshoot and maybe you'll get a guy paid who's injured. The system shouldn't work like that. It should be, okay, we need to know. It doesn't mean we don't like the guy, but we just need to know if we are going to, you know, we want to get with our medical experts because if they say, listen, this is not something that's going to be degenerative or a condition that's long-term, but it is going to require some rest. We're not going to throw him. You know, this year he's not going to go play Cape Cod or whatever. It's got to be they've got to get better at allowing for more medical access. That's a no brainer.
That's the key to this whole thing. And oh, by the way,
who was the Astros
players,
had?
Juniors who come into the draft all the time screw the teams, but they're drafted. You know, obviously the teams are talking to the agent and the player beforehand, and then they go, "Nah, I'm just going back to college." You get a compensatory pick the following year, but that doesn't help in much in the way. Wasn't it Alex?
Yeah, Brady Aiken.
Brady Aikens didn't sign with the Astros because of medicals, and then they were able to get Alex Bregman with the number two overall pick the following year. But Brady Aiken was not signed by the Houston Astros because of medicals. And it's so dumb. Well, I mean, this is Major League Baseball and the way that they go about it. Major League Baseball, that collective bargaining agreement is so unbelievably strong. It is so unbelievable how the players have worked the owners over the years, which is part of the reason why baseball has lost a lot of its luster with the public, is because the players run the deal in idiotic things like this. Why would you not have all the medicals you possibly could have if you're a team that's going to invest? The average 10th player overall makes $4.7 million, is going to sign a contract for $4.7 million. You mean I can't look at him? I can't get medicals on him before that?
I'm reading an old Ben Reeder article right now from Sports Illustrated, July 23rd, 2014, because he was in the room for the draft when they took Brady Aiken, and he's talking about all the comments that were made about Brady Aikens from, it was Nolan Ryan. How about this? It was in the room is Jeff Leno, Mike Elias, Craig Biggio, Nolan Ryan. There were two polished college. There were two polished college prospects. North Carolina State's Carlos Rodon and LSU's Aaron Nola. Two high school hitters, Nicholas Gordon and California's Alex Jackson, and two high school pitchers, Tyler Kolek and Brady Aiken. And he talks about Brady Aiken. And then he basically breaks down 2 days after Houston drafted Aiken, the parties agreed in principle to $6.5 million signing bonus, which is $1.5 million below the league's assigned slot value, but still a fair amount for a high school pitcher, the riskiest category amateur player. There was, it seemed, only one more thing to be done, a physical, which would include an MRI of his elbow. So began a chain of events that has been widely deemed a disaster for the rebuilding Astros. Remember, this is written in 14. One in which they have been accused of acting unethically. Wait, that was, no, Drayton, no, it wasn't Drayton anymore, right? No. That was, yeah, that was Jim Crane by then. Acting unethically at best and villainously at worst. It ended at 5 p.m. last Friday when Aiken officially became the third 1-1 ever and the first since 1983 to not sign with the team that drafted him. So this doesn't happen a lot. Unlike the NBA and NFL, there's no pre-draft combine system at which MLB prospects can have physicals, and they are not otherwise compelled to do so. That means the organization must draft them based upon information that, despite their best efforts, is necessarily incomplete. The vast majority of the time, post-draft physicals turn up nothing alarming. That apparently proved not to be the case with Aiken's MRI. This is just unbelievable that baseball still has this going on.
Mm-hmm. It's just stupid.
What's Brady Aiken's doing now?
Brady Aiken?
Yeah.
He's selling insurance, isn't he?
Who is he pitching for?
I think he's working for, he's trying to get kids, people to donate their cars to kids.
He's got better chance of that than pitching in the bigs. Because I can tell you right now, I'm not sure that's going to happen, but he can get involved with Cars for Kids. If they need to, carsforkids.org is the website, and you can find out more about that. But you can go there and schedule them to come pick up your car. It could be a truck, car, SUV, RV, motorcycle. I don't think it really matters whether it's running or not running. They want it. They want it, and they want to give you the tax write-off for it. So you can have them come out there. They'll haul it off your property. For you, it could be just getting rid of some junk. For them, it could mean getting the necessary, the necessary funding available for the Houston Cat Academy, who they work with, so that a kid gets a second chance at a diploma. So you do something nice. You may not be a great person or a nice person, but you accidentally do something nice for a young person when you have them come haul off your car or truck, whether it's running or not. You get the tax write-off, and to sweeten the pot, they'll throw in a $50 Visa gift card when you mention that you heard about it on ESPN 97.5. So go to carsforkids.org and take advantage right off the car and not the kid with my friends over at carsforkids.org.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit hrp.net today. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780. Man, everything that I've been hearing, Alperen Sengun is a nice pick for our team. Right now, here's the roster. This is who they've got right now. John Wall, Kevin Porter, and DJ Augustin. That's the point guard. The wings are Jalen Green, Eric Gordon, Kyrie Thomas, and Josh Christopher. Forwards, Jayshon Tate, Daniel House, Usman Garuba, and KJ Martin. And then the bigs are Christian Wood and Alperen Sengun. I don't know that Alperen and Sengun and Christian Wood will bear up. What do you think? Defensively, it's a lot of skinniness there.
Yeah, so I think that Sengun is not going to be a defender. I think initially you're not. Jalen Green, they keep talking about it. Did you see Jalen's outfit yesterday when they introduced him or day before?
I saw the draft. No,
it's
I didn't see that.
Very Migos.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, for what it's worth.
What's the matter with that?
Eh.
No, what do you mean?
What do you mean, eh?
Yeah. What's that about?
It's just,
you don't like the drip on Jalen Green?
I don't know.
What are you looking for?
Why? I just want to know that he's about ball. This is the only thing that concerns me is this dude about ball? Well, is he about ball?
You think
he's 19?
The way he dresses determines?
Nah, not necessarily, but I do think that it's a different age in terms of guys who are worried about their brand awareness and all this and
well,
that.
We call that
their
drip.
Fashion.
It's drip is what we're focused
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, I know. I wanted to avoid the D word.
Laramie Tunsil can have drip, but Jalen Green can't.
He can. I'd like it better if my offensive tackle were less worried about drip. And just,
wait, you're concerned more about the dress and not the, you know, his
No, I'm
his
concerned
love
about
of,
the I'm
What about his
about
love of
play.
His hair? You have a problem with that, too?
No, his hair's dope.
Okay. We were just trying to figure out what line you don't want him to cross.
I just want to make sure he's all about ball, first and foremost. I think it's you've torn it down to the studs now. You're empty. You're unempty if you're the Rockets. You have Christian Wood, an old dude who's injury prone, and Eric Gordon and Kevin Porter Jr., who got caught at a strip club during COVID. And his teammate got a bottle raked across his head. So these are the things we know. I just know that when you're building culture from the ground floor up, you got to have some dudes that are about it.
It is interesting.
As Master P once said,
that one of their cornerstones, allegedly, is someone who flamed out of Cleveland.
That's unusual.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Personality-wise.
Party-wise.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, that's what I mean. I already know they got a party element on the team. We know that.
Right. But now they got some drip.
That's great that they got drip. At some point, you're going to have guys that are dogs. Like, does Jalen Green have that dog?
Why? Just because you carry a
just
because
he has a high waisted.
Dog in your purse?
What type of dog?
Just because he had a high waisted. No, DeAndre Hopkins has lots of dog in him.
Yeah, he does.
Even though he's, you know, fashion forward.
That's right.
So, he's fashion forward.
Jalen Green can't be.
No, you can't.
Is DeAndre Hopkins a dog? Yeah. He carries a little dog in his purse. So?
Yeah, that's different than what I was.
Does he win one-on-one balls? Yeah.
Well, that's not really the
Is Jalen Green win one-on-ones? Yes. Okay. Does he have a dog with a purse? I don't know.
I don't know that to be the case.
Does he have high-waisted pants on?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Does he wear a jumpsuit with high-waisted cut with, I mean, did you see it? Google it.
I've seen it.
He's fat. Like, he's much more fashionable than Josh Christopher, second round, or the fourth pick of the first round.
Well, Jalen Green has a very, look, if we want to just go back to the 70s, I can fit right in vibe to it.
Yeah, no, that's, now with the hair, the blowout.
Yeah.
With the blowout and, yeah. So, I just care about how he balls. I just want to make sure he's a baller for real. I already know he's going to hit the highlight reels. There's no question about that. But if you talk about just the on the defensive side, they're still very much a work in progress. Right now, you just want to accumulate some talent and see how they play together and figure out who's going to fit where. I think everyone's going to still be trying to find their way on this team. Like, who's the leader? Who's the alpha? How does everyone fit in place? But they did. Their third pick of the first round is a defensive-minded player. And so, I don't know. I think they'll be okay. I don't think they'll be a great team this year. I do think they'll be more exciting to watch. I think they'll have some games that will be fun to watch. And that's all I'm about right now is I know where the Astros are. They're established. The Texans are still in teardown mode. They're not even finished tearing out all of the stuff that they need to clear out of their home. Like, they're still tearing things down to get to the studs. The Rockets are to the studs. So the Rockets now are in that rebuild mode that I'm waiting for the Texans still aren't in rebuild mode yet. They're still just trying to get there. You saw the patchwork players they signed. They're not even there yet.
And if you're a Rockets fan or just an observer, don't get attached to anyone they drafted except for Jalen Green. Because they're going to have multiple picks going forward. And who's to say that one of these guys...
You don't think Alperen Sengun's going
to
be here?
I just say don't get attached. Who's to say that guy or those guys are used to go acquire a legitimate player? A current, maybe not star, but a legitimate piece. Because Jalen Green is the only one that you will say currently that's the foundation piece. Now they can say whatever they want, but you're telling me if some team loves Sengun and they have a player you want, you wouldn't they wouldn't consider that?
No, I don't think they will. Based on what I think they believe that he is the next.
It depends on the player who's
really good international player.
It depends on the player and who they're trying to acquire. I just wouldn't get attached. I think we'll see a season of them, but if they turn out to be pretty good players, look. I mean, the Rocket fans.
You think just a season?
Rocket fans have an infatuation or at least a back and forth with Heat fans about Tyler Hero because allegedly he's going to be in the James Harden deal. Look, if a player becomes a good player and
a
star.
You can't have Sengun. I already see you angling for our Turkish player.
I don't want your
you
Turkish
player. You can't
players.
Have our Turkish
player. I don't
player.
Want your player.
We don't want Tyler Hero anymore. His girl's pregnant.
Can you allow me?
Yeah, you right, fine. Is he the dad?
Apparently.
Yeah, the dad. Why are we saying that?
I don't know.
It's rude. The point is that young players who do anything could immediately be involved in a bigger trade. It's not about the Heat acquiring Sengun. I'm just saying, if Sengun is the player the Rockets think he is early, there's a real chance that another team wants him and they'll be willing to trade a really good player for him. That's all.
But you already have a really good player. Why would you trade a really good player?
Maybe he's not a really good player. Maybe he has a rookie season like Tyler Hero. That's as an example, and all of a sudden there's a disgruntled...
Oh, you mean suck after that?
He didn't suck. He just wasn't as good. If there is a pretty good player out there who's established, maybe he becomes a part of a trade piece. That's all. And the Rockets...
He does. He tries to get rid of our players.
Daryl's
not here anymore, Dell. Yeah, it's not so easy to get rid of players.
Yeah,
To trade John Wall, so I'm not trying to get rid of your players. You try to get rid of John Wall.
All of a sudden... Oh, how about the Heat taking him?
No, they're getting Kyle Lowry. They don't need John Wall.
John Wall's perfect for your organization.
Why is he perfect for your organization?
No, he's not.
Leadership. Leadership.
Are you kidding? Not when we got Kevin Porter Jr. We don't need that.
The point was that I think Jalen Green's the only piece you can look at and go, he's not going anywhere. The other guys could possibly be traded at any point. That's all.
Which guy? Okay, here's an article of potential free agents, potential names to watch for the Houston Texans. Which ones you want? Daniel Theis, who was with the Bulls, 6'8", 245, big. You know, he's a thicker big, which would, you know what, you could probably use.
Thick or thick slim? What is it, Dell?
He called him a thicker big.
A thicker big. Justice Winslow?
Well, if you want a guy who can't play, then sure.
Yeah.
He'll sell tickets, though, Dell.
Willie.
Yeah, because Ricky Winslow was his dad.
Yeah.
How can you sell tickets if you're not on the court?
Just the idea that he could get in a game?
How about Zach?
He
Zach
was a first
Collins.
Round pick, Dale.
Yeah, I know. Now he's been on his third team. So what does that say about him?
That hasn't gone so well. How about Zach Collins, 6'11"?
Who's never healthy?
That's okay. We're not worried about that in this city.
Okay.
How about Kelly Olynyk?
How much are you going to pay him?
That's to bring him back. That's a problem.
He was a good player. Just would he take a hometown discount at $5 million a year?
Yeah. This isn't his hometown.
Yeah, but it could be.
It's not even his home country.
But it could be.
This isn't even his home country.
We treated him way better than, what is he? He's Canadian, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We treated him way better than anyone else has treated him.
This thing says.
He went to Ryan LaShane's and got Butterburgers at Riel. Ryan's got a picture next to him.
Did he get a good spicy chicken sandwich there?
No.
Because it doesn't exist there.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I'm having to bring it up.
He doesn't care about chicken sandwiches. He doesn't have any. By the way, it says here, Kelly Olynyk, Houston owns his bird rights. What? Bird rights?
So you want to pay him like $16 a year?
No one said anything about bird rights.
Bird rights.
Would you like
you don't
to pay
need
him?
To be bringing up bird rights.
Yeah, you can pay him $16 million a year to keep him.
Wow. I'll tell you what I'll give him.
No.
I'll give him 7.5.
How about
I'll give him 6.
He'll find more than that. Someplace.
I know, but I'll give him 6.
I'm sure you
want 6 or not.
David Nwaba, how about him? Haven't been there, done that. That's like going back to...
Don't say it.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead, say it.
He did average 9.2 points.
Well,
that's more than I thought he did.
Great. How many games did he play?
3.9 rebounds. That doesn't matter. He did average 9.2 points.
Free agency's not going to yield any fruit.
No.
You're just... It's kind of like Texans.
Zach Collins. He's 23, 6'11". thicker guy. You know what? You could probably use that.
Yeah, he fits the Rockets' recent additions.
He's not going to be as nearly as expensive.
And he fits the Rockets' recent additions, guys who like to sit out and miss games. So that'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be great for the Rockets.
You can't play 15 guys.
You know what?
You got to have some guys that are just going to be sitting around.
You know what we should do? Pay a guy not to play for us. That's what they did with John Wall at the end of the year. Might as well do it with Zach Collins.
The Astros are doing it with Pedro Baez. It's fine.
You want to follow the model?
First place, best record in the league.
Oh, you're going to be the worst, one of the worst teams in the league. Do you want to pay another guy who you don't want to play? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's exactly
what
I'm saying.
Why are you trying to waste Tillman's money?
Screw Tillman's money. I don't care about Tillman's money.
Then why do you want Zach Collins on the team for? He doesn't play.
Screw Tillman's money.
You want him to sign a guy who never plays.
I don't care about Tillman's money. He don't give any of it to me. He don't buy me a pizza ever. Oh, he actually did buy me a pizza.
I think you'd enjoy Zach Collins, John. He wears a spiffy suit. So he'll be in that suit quite a bit, so you can at least see him in it.
Yeah. Got nice long pinstripes.
Yeah. You'll like him.
I like that.
The jacket
goes down to the knees.
I know where your seats are. You can have conversations with him when he's not playing.
Yeah. Hey, Zach, what's going on? Hey, John.
Hey, man, good to see you again.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey.
Hey, bud.
Hey, you want to go out and get some Coors Lights after?
Nah.
I got my nice suit on. Okay.
I don't need you spilling Coors Light on me.
I don't go to your place. I don't go to the places you go to.
Do you see what I look like?
Yeah. You see this? See all this drip?
Oh, Zach Collins likes to dress as well.
Yeah.
You see all this drip?
All right, Lance, why don't you finish this up strong by talking about your patio?
Good. My friends over at Texas Custom Patios, they've done such an amazing job at my house. I just cleaned up the patio yesterday, did a little pressure washing. They're going to come out here this week, and we're going to really get serious on how the kitchen is going to look. And the main thing they want you to know is they are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They're in the Houston area. Stephen Schell has said, you know, business has just gone phenomenally for him because I asked him to come on the radio after I had already used the service. I didn't get any kind of a hookup deal or whatever. I just was so blown away about how good they were and the ability they were to take care of my property and really add value to my home that I wanted to tell other people about it. And I think you guys are really going to be impressed with my friends over at Texas Custom Patios. You can go to texascustompatios.com, see the before and after. They have financing available, but when they give you a price point, when they give you a time frame for work, unless there's going to be one of those horrific rainstorms that we had previously, you are going to get exactly what you pay for on time, and it is really going to add value and beauty to your home. It's going to be a place that you love sitting out and hanging out and having dinners and having friends over. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.